You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's hope in making more housing an easier process. A Milwaukee Common Council committee has put forward two programs to expand housing options within the city. One would allow for smaller apartment buildings with up to 8 units. Another would streamline the process for building on existing home lots. The plans are part of Mayor Cavalier Johnson's Growing MKE initiative. A diplomatic stand down isn't wise. That's the take from the former mayor of Milwaukee.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
That was former U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett talking about a proposed U.S. embassy closure in that country. Speaking on the Earl Ingram Show, Barrett criticized the Trump administration's plan to cut nearly 30 embassies and consulates. That would be part of a 50% State Department budget reduction. Barrett warned that pulling back from diplomatic posts would weaken America's global leadership at a time when China is expanding its influence in Europe. Another candidate has announced their campaign for the top spot in the state's Democratic Party. Jimmy Koska has more.
The field for Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair grew by one as candidates emerged to replace Ben Wickler, who announced last week that he is not seeking re-election. William Garcia, who is the current Democratic Party chair for La Crosse County and the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, announced his bid for the top spot on Monday. Garcia joins a field that includes former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remiker.
After more than 6 years as part of the Cream City culinary scene, Crossroads Collective will close May 8th. The food hall on Milwaukee's east side played a key role in launching several small businesses. A new local restaurant will take over that space. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickle on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history 6 women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell-bottoms. Money well spent. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams, led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. HBO's The Last of Us Season 2 is finally here, with the first episode airing last Sunday night. The wait seems to have been worth it for viewers as well as the network, which says Season 2 viewership for the premiere was up 13% from last season's debut episode. Sunday night's show drew 5.3 million viewers compared to 4.7 million for Season 1. The Last of Us Season 1 ended with a total of 32 million viewers. New episodes drop Sunday nights on Max. Britt Lower's star is on the rise as she will join the cast of Sender, a horror film starring Jamie Lee Curtis, who is also producing. This will not be a huge leap for Lower, genrally speaking, as she's had plenty of psychological horror film training on Apple TV's hit show Severance. Deadline reports that Sender is based on a short film by director Russell Goldman called Return to Sender. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Current temperature is 33.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.